Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Matthew Pye, FMC Corporation Biological Subject Matter, explained what biologicals are in a visit with him during a commodity classic in Houston, Texas last week.
A biological can be a naturally occurring organism or substance. The big thing is it's not been modified from its original state, so it's not been optimized or changed in any way.
Pye goes on to explain that there are three categories of biologicals.
Currently on the market, there's over 1,200 products that call themselves biologicals, and you can fit those into three categories. So biostimulants are the biggest one. About 9 out of every 10 products is a biostimulant, and they have claims around abiotic stress and nutrient uptake. And then a subset of that is biofertilizers, which are really popular now. If you think about the traditional biofertilizers, would be your rhizobia, your inoculants on roots, but we are playing in the space of biopesticides. So those are things that have an EPA registration. The biofertilizers and biostimulants do not. They just go through the state level as a soil amendment.
Pye also notes that most products that farmers use today are just modified biologicals.
And a lot of the products we use every day have some origin in nature. They've just been modified, mm-hmm. and that would no longer fit into the category of a biological.
Once again, Matthew Pye, FMC Corporation Biological Subject Matter Expert, speaking to me from the recent Commodity Classic event in Houston, Texas.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.